So let's travel to Oro Grande. What a beautiful name. Oro Grande is an unincorporated community in the Mojave Desert, and it borders Victorville and Adelanto. It's at 2,884 feet in the Victor Valley north of the San Bernardino mountain range, located on the old Route 66 near Interstate 15. Oro Grande has a semi-arid climate. Winters are cool, summers are very hot. Rainfall is scarce, and snow, very uncommon. In the average temperatures in the summer are 98, in the winter, 61. And the average low in summer is 62, and in winter is 30, so it does get cooler. It is a city with great restaurants, attractions, history, and a variety of people. And its population is 1,137. Male to female ratio, 53 to 47. 2.9% Asian, 3% African American, 53% Hispanic, 17% Hispanic, non-Hispanic white, 4% American Indian, and 20% other. The median age is 33. 447 own their house, 347 have occupied. There are quite a few vacant places, however. The average median income is only $24,000. The overall crime grade is C. Well, the town of Oro Grande dates back to 1852 with the founding of a trading post along the Mojave River. The gold mining operations began later, and then during the early 1900s, a cement factory was built. As it turned out, the official name of the district didn't matter because a new mine was located called the Oro Grande, whose name eclipsed that of Silver Mountain. Even though Oro means gold and Grande means great, this was recorded in August 1880. These mines were to become two of the biggest producers in the area. Their names translate to coarse gold and fine gold, and the name was so pleasing to the prospectors and to everyone else for that matter, it changed from Silver Mountain to Oro Grande. The two mines with others recently located in the district became part of the newly formed Oro Grande Mining Company. By 1881, there was a bustling little community by the side of Mojave River, consisting of a general merchandise store, butcher shops, hotel, lodging house, several residences in the mining company. But like a lot of the other towns, the interstates took away from people going through the town anymore, and so now it is off the old Route 66. So Father God, we pray. We thank you that there is one church there, Oro Grande Community Church. We pray for intercessors to pray for their city that live there, and for their church to grow to an experience and awakening, for souls to be saved, people to be bold in sharing their faith, Bible studies that help them grow weekly, another church that would arise or be part of the one that exists that would reach the Hispanic community that is large. We pray for the schools, the Riverside Prep, Riverside Prep Middle, the elementary, the high school, and the Mojave River Academy. We pray, God, that they will not fall prey to teaching the things that this world is trying to push, and that is the CRT, the LGBTQ, and anything else, God, that takes away from what is really truth. We pray, God, that they would rise up, the parents there, and speak against the school board and anybody else that's in administration and let them know what they prefer. We pray against the crime, God, that occurs every 13 days. The violent crime is F, property 6, and other crime is B+. We pray against burglary and assault and the theft and vehicle theft. We pray, God, these numbers will diminish as people's lives are changed by the gospel. We thank you that there's only a few people at present that have COVID, and we pray, God, that too they will recover from that quickly. We pray over all the points of interest, many of which look somewhat like a ghost town. The Mohawk Service Station, Delta Service Station, Auto Court, the Iron Hog Saloon, the Paradise Motor Inn, and the other Motor Inn. We pray, God, for protection against the abandonment, that people would come up with some creative ways to work these buildings into something that would draw people. And we pray, God, most of all, that you would bring revival and an awakening to this town called Oro Grande, and that, God, it would spread to the cities nearby, especially Barstow, Adelanto, and Victorville. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.